Hi, also Kites mit Golden Ticket auf Flux FM am Mittwochnachmittag. Das war ein Auszug aus ihrer neuen Platte Camp Echo, über die ich sprechen möchte mit einem von fünf Musikern aus der Band Oyster Scar ist bei mir im Studio. Hello, Oyster.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Sehr gut.
Sehr gut. You speak a little German?
Ein bisschen, ja.
Ah, sehr gut. Dann können wir im Prinzip auch ein Interview auf Deutsch führen, oder wäre das zu kompliziert?
Nein, danke. Im Englisch.
Nein, danke ist auf jeden Fall. It's a very polite way to say, fuck you, my man. I don't want to speak German. I want to talk to you about the new record, Camp Echo. It sounds darker and more electronic, more techno even, as the one that we've played a lot before, Silent Treatment, that's been out for a few years now, for 2 years now, I think. Let's find out how the new sound, how that did happen. When did you decide to use more synth and electronic drum sounds on that LP? Because I read that it kind of like started with your drummer using more electronic sounds for his beats.
Yeah, it's like hard to say like exactly where it or when and where it started, but I think Tron was a big reason for it, and we just wanted to explore more electronic music. We've been listening a lot to it, like in teenagers or when we were teenagers, and it just felt really natural to go there.
I've read that you were listening to a lot of Prodigy and Beastie Boys to prepare.
The like old stuff from the 90s.
This album.
Yeah,
cool. And another thing that I found out today is that some songs were written, I think, by Ingrid when she was staying at the spa hotel. Oh, have you all gone there to that wellness hotel place?
Yeah, I think Marta and Christopher has been there a lot as well. I only been there once. Me and Trond only been there once, but the girls and Christopher is there a lot.
Okay. And that's in Norway somewhere?
Yeah, it's a really, really great spa by the Oslo Fjord.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, that sounds good to me already.
Yeah, it's super. You should try it.
So you have a nice view on the ocean and...
Yeah, and the hotel is like built in the ocean.
Yeah.
So the ocean is going inside the hotel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And then they were jamming in a sauna or how come...
I don't know.
You weren't there.
But I know the different parts of the hotel have different smells.
Okay.
So if you go to different rooms, they have different smells to like...
Inspire you, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
It really sounds inspiring. It's a shame that Ingrid is taking care of her voice right now.
Yes.
That's why she isn't here. It's a shame, though, because I wanted to ask her if she was thinking of stuff while sitting in the sauna or something like that. You say hi to her.
Yeah, I will do.
And to the others, obviously, as well. Mm. When one's working with synths and sequencers as a band, especially when one's incorporating those instruments for the first time, it's really important, I think, to keep the balance between the electronic sounds and the analog feel of a band, because otherwise you won't recognize the band anymore at all.
Mm.
So how did you get to that perfect mixture of analog and electronic sounds? How did you make sure that it's not going to be too techno stylish or...
Yeah, it's a really hard balance because it can like... Yeah, like you said, it could be a potential problem.
Mm.
But you just have to like trust yourself maybe and your taste, and hopefully that will be enough. And we also have a great producer who's been helping us like with...
He's this Norwegian guy who's worked with Motorcycle as well. I forget his name right now.
And Katzenjammer.
Yeah.
Kåre Vesterheim.
Yes.
So, yeah. It's no answer like to that question, but you just have to try your best.
Maybe. And rely on your taste.
Yeah.
Be sure about the stuff that you like or don't like. Then it's going to work out. I've just found out that you were playing Hurricane and Southside Festival. One gig was cancelled, though, because of the bad weather, right?
Yeah.
Where was that?
The Southside Festival was cancelled, and almost Hurricane as well, but it went well.
Okay, cool.
It was a great experience.
Yeah? It must be strange, though, and a bit sad, actually, if you travel that far and go for a festival, and
and
your
we were
gig
really
is cancelled because of the shitty weather.
Yeah, and we were looking really forward to playing in there.
Yeah, sure.
We heard a lot of good things about it.
Yeah, but the Hurricane gig went well, and you got to play your whole set. You didn't have to shorten it or something.
We had to shorten a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But,
No one got struck by lightning. That's the main thing.
That's the main thing.
Let's listen to one of your older songs so people can realize that there's a difference between the new material and the Silence Treatment record. Wir hören hier von der Silence Treatment Platte nochmal ein Stückchen Since Last Wednesday, High as a Kite. Dann quatsche ich gleich noch ein bisschen weiter mit Oyster und verlose Tickets für die Show heute Abend im Binu. High as a Kite mit Since Last Wednesday, ein Stück Musik von der Silent Treatment LP, das ich deswegen nochmal abgespielt habe, damit man den Unterschied nochmal feststellen kann zwischen dem neuen, viel elektronischer anmutenden Material und den Oldschool-Hits von High as a Kite. That record was super successful, not only in Norway, but in Germany as well. We played that song over and over and over again. Mm. So it was kind of like a ballsy move to go for another direction musically, right?
Yeah,
was there kind of like a discussion within the band if it was a good idea to try something new? Or is it something that every musician should do nowadays because no one's really becoming a millionaire just because of record sales anymore?
I don't know. At least for us, it's really important to like move forward, and because we're like it just feels really natural to do it. But of course we were also quite like frightened of the reactions, because there's a lot of fans liking that kind of, or that type of High as a Kite sound. But so far, so good.
Yeah.
I think good reviews and...
And the people reacted beautifully on that record,
yes,
right?
Yeah. And with the new record, things are also going great.
Yeah, and sometimes I think nowadays, in times where you don't sell, or where the money doesn't come from selling records anymore, it's basically, it's easier maybe, or it's a must maybe as well, that you as a band go for stuff that you like, because you definitely can do it right now, right?
And in the end of the day, that's like the important thing do as well, like for an artist, at least for us.
I think it's nowadays more bands should try to find their own style, because as I said, to repeat yourself doesn't necessarily lead to more album sales anymore. It worked kind of in the 80s or
it's
in the 90s times. As well, but it's new times, and this is an advantage of those new times, I really think.
I agree.
You've used more synths and electronic drum sounds for Camp Echo. Did that change your live performance a lot? Do you have more new instruments with you? Did it change the live setting as well?
Yes, now we have 10 synths on stage.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So it's going to be, or it's starting to becoming a problem. We need bigger venues for all our synths. No, but we have a new live show as well with new light designs, and come check it out.
Cool.
It's a different thing than with Silent Treatment, at least.
But you're going to play some of the old school hits as well,
obviously. Of course.
For the old school fans who are into your music for years now. High as a Kite spielen heute Abend im Binu. Bei mir im Studio ist Oyster Scar. Und der hat nicht nur nicht nur Tickets, so rum war es richtig, mitgebracht für die Show heute Abend, sondern eben auch zwei LPs, zwei Ausgaben der Camp Echo Langspielplatte. Und die möchte ich jetzt verlosen. Und zwar im besten Falle per Mail, damit wir wissen, wo wir die Platten hinschicken sollen. Schreibt uns eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff High as a Kite. Schreibt eure Adresse mit rein in die E-Mail und dann schicken wir euch die Platte zu, die High as a Kite Platte Camp Echo. Außerdem habe ich Tickets für die Show heute Abend und die kriegt ihr, wenn ihr mich anruft, unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, meine Kollegin Aische Wesche erwartet euren Anruf heute Abend. Spielen sie im Binu High as a Kite aus Norwegen. Und ich sag nochmal, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
It was a great pleasure to be talking to you, Oyster. Say hi to the rest of the crew.
Yes, I will.
And we'll see each other again in 2 years, because the last time we saw each other was 2014. So I'm expecting you to be right here.
We have a date.
On the 29th of June in 2018. Okay, Oyster, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hier noch ein weiteres Stück von der neuen Platte Camp Echo von High as a Kite. Hier ist die aktuelle, offizielle Single Someone Who Will Get It. High as a Kite by Oyster.